Blog Talk Radio. To start conference record, the recording has started.
Hello. Hello.
It didn't sound like it was working. I couldn't hear your voice, so I hung up and called back in.
Oh, okay. I believe we are on Blog Talk Radio right now.
But you didn't get the initial recording.
I'm not sure.
Is that what happened?
I think so. Hang on, I'm going to go there real quick.
But it would have announced that we were on.
Maybe.
Technical difficulties, people. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, what is our topic for today? It looks like we're on air, it says.
On air?
Mm-hmm.
Is air a plant that we can discuss?
I'm not sure.
So, what is our topic for today? It looks like we're on air, it says.
That's some interesting feedback.
Is air a plant that we can discuss? I'm not sure.
This is not good.
Okay, so we are on air. We just wasted 3 minutes. So our topic for today is what herbs repair DNA.
I believe you told me. I'm so tired. I could probably use some of that herb to repair my mental DNA.
If you only had a brain.
If I only had a brain. Yes, folks, I have a hollow head.
Well, last week, we talked about raspberry and blackberry because we were talking about tayberry. And tayberry wasn't in the book, but tayberry is a cross between blackberry and raspberry. So I was reading, and we were talking about blackberries and raspberries. And when I was reading about the raspberries, that was, if I can find it again here real quick, raspberries. Page 78. Something within the raspberry plant also helped to repair DNA. Okay, here we go. DNA. Ellagic acid also unspools bacterial DNA. Oh, wait, maybe that's what it was. Hang on a second. I thought there was something else where it said repairs DNA. Okay, never mind. I guess raspberries kill the DNA of certain bad bacterias that grow in the body, therefore the bacteria cannot reproduce.
Right.
So, okay, that's where I got confused. So I guess raspberries don't repair DNA, but they do a lot of other wonderful things. The three plants in Marcus Rothkrand's book that repair DNA. Let me go back to this section here. Well, the first one was Cat's Claw, I believe.
Isn't that in the mint family? Or is that Cat's Claw?
Hang on.
Oh, Cat's Claw, that's a different plant altogether. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah, okay. Cat's Claw. Cat's Claw, watercress, and this other word that I cannot pronounce.
Ouch.
So I like to focus on the one I can't pronounce. It's called, I think it's called Jioguilin.
Why don't you spell it very slowly?
Well, let me let this YouTuber describe it.
Hi, Ralph here. You know, I'm often asked what are the health benefits of Jioguilin, also known as Gynostemma. And because I'm a science geek, I like to talk about things like superoxide dismutase and nitric oxide and AMPK. But I got an email from a customer the other day saying, you know, hey, Ralph, can you put that in plain English? So I'm going to try to do that for you today. The first benefit that most people talk about with Jioguilin is improving their blood pressure, and with improved blood pressure, feeling more energy. Jioguilin increases production of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide expands your blood vessels, meaning you get more blood flow and more oxygen to every cell of the body. And with that greater oxygen, you feel more energy. Jioguilin's also been shown to increase production of an enzyme called AMPK, which is one of your body's central metabolic controllers. And with improved metabolism, you feel more energy. You may also find that you like how you look in the mirror better, because AMPK, as a central metabolic controller, increases metabolism, which means you burn more energy and reduce fat. For the many people who struggle to manage blood sugar, you may find that you also have to spend less time counting every grain of sugar that you consume. There was a 2010 study where they gave diabetics Jioguilin tea 3 times a day and for 12 weeks, and they compared them to a group of people who just drank green tea 3 times a day. The people who drank Jioguilin had 5 times better improvement in their blood sugar levels. They had a 9 times better improvement in their insulin levels, and their insulin sensitivity improved versus the people who drank green tea, who found that their insulin sensitivity actually got a little bit worse. Many people also report that they enjoy their love life more with Jioguilin. Jioguilin does improve blood flow to all parts of the body, and it's been used in Chinese medicine for hundreds of years to improve libido for both men and women. People also report feeling fewer aches and pains. Nitric oxide and superoxide dismutase are both powerful anti-inflammatories, and Jioguilin improves production of both of those. People also find that they improve their memory, their cognition, and their sleep. Studies show that Jioguilin improves all three of those, and the mechanism is believed to be improved blood flow to the brain. You may also find that you suffer less from cold and flu season. Jioguilin improves production of superoxide dismutase and nitric oxide, both of which are antioxidants, and improved antioxidant production means that you're less vulnerable to colds and flus. And finally, you may find that you spend less money, because all of the things we've been talking about sometimes cause us to buy medications, and anytime we can spend money on a great-tasting tea instead of giving money to the big pharmaceuticals is a good thing. I hope that was informative and interesting. If you would like me to answer any other questions in future videos, please just send me an email or leave a comment below this video. And
okay. I like the last part. Pharmaceuticals.
Jioguilin. Can we grow it?
Jioguilin tea. It's like a super food or super drink.
Can we grow it?
Yes, it grows in zone 8.
Okay, so we could get away with growing it here.
Yeah, in our greenhouse.
Yeah.
Or in the summer.
It wouldn't take much. Wouldn't take much to make it survive.
Correct. Yeah, because we're like, what, zone 7?
Zone 7B.
Right.
We're in the upper half
with,
of zone 7.
But that's with global warming. If global warming's over like we think it is, then we're going to be zone 6 for too long again.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
But again, in a greenhouse, bada-boom, bada-bing. Inside your house, people, you know, who have houses, they can grow it indoors.
House? What's that?
I don't really know. Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm actually in a house right now. So anyways, according to Marcus Rockcrans, you want to read it or you want me to?
I'm in the dark.
Again.
Always.
This is becoming an epidemic.
Yeah, well, you know, the sun sets.
You ain't got a flashlight?
Oh.
I'll read it.
Sort of.
Okay. Bear in mind, I'm not that great of a reader, so bear with me. Maybe this will make me a better reader. I only read, like, reference materials like this. I don't read novels and other malarkey. Okay. Chinese immortality herb used by Chinese to extend their lives to 100 years or more, regarded as like ginseng, but better. The benefits are dazzling, as is the amount of scientific research behind it. Has more sterols. Sterols. I almost want to say steroids. Has more sterols than maca and less fermentable carbohydrates. Maca has 5 sterols, while jiaogalan has around 90. Right?
Yep.
Used to treat everything from high blood pressure to bronchitis. This high-powered antioxidant has clinically shown to obstruct the growth of cancer and increase natural killer cells to fight tumors. A key adaptogen, meaning it adapts. If the body needs rest, jiaogalan promotes rest. If the body needs to be energized, the herb does that as well. It adapts to your body's needs and helps protect it from stress, toxins, bad diet, that's what we all need right there, excessive exercise or hard work, electric devices, there we go, that's for the hippies, free radicals, DNA damage, and etc. 300 athletes were tested with jiaogalan and all reported increased energy, calmness, and alertness. So that'll go along with the ginkgo biloba and the guta cola for alertness. Very effective in improving sleep. So people who have sleeping problems, there you go. has 4 times more saponones than, 4 times more saponones and 7 times more sterols than ginseng. Including beta cytosterols, which block DHT formations. DHT, I forgot what that does. DHT is bad, I believe. Oh, DHT causes hair loss. And I think DHT also interferes with testosterone production. That's what it was.
I could grow more hair?
Yeah, it'll help you grow hair. I remember that. Because, like, when I was in Oklahoma working in the oil field, they're always talking about, it was like there was an epidemic of testosterone problems in Oklahoma because every other commercial was about testosterone replacement and buy this pill or get this shot for low testosterone, blah, 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 DHT. That's where I heard it. Okay. So I was like, dang, don't drink the water down here.
It must have been highly alkaline.
Perhaps. I don't know what the problem was, but it was like a, I don't know, like when I was in Oklahoma, that's all I heard on the radio was testosterone. Of course, it was, I was in an oil field and everybody wants to be more manly. Whatever.
Right.
Macho man. Okay, so anyway.
Let me ask this. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So it blocks DHT formations, which stops hair loss, reduces prostate inflammation better than saw palmetto. That's cool. And lowers cholesterol. Sterols dilute blood vessels. Wait. Sterols dilate blood vessels to lower blood pressure, bringing both high and low pressures back to normal. Lowers LDL while raising HDL. Thus helping prevent atherosclerosis, strokes, and heart attacks. Actually makes heart more effective, raising heart output without. Wait a minute. Output without raising the heart rate or blood pressure. Perfect for athletes. Helps shield liver against toxic chemicals. Proven to help treat hepatitis. Said to be very effective at healing bronchitis. Soothing the nervous system, supports the adrenal gland. There you go, for people who have polycystic ovaries disease.
Right.
Which produces the body's own anti-inflammatory steroids. And helps regulate the immune system, making it good for treating autoimmune disorders. Jaglon increases levels of SOD, whatever that is. and elevates white blood cell count. Even helps with weight loss and inhibiting the body's tendency to store sugars as fat. Yeah, like cinnamon helps to regulate sugar in the body. This will too.
It sounds like Javelin would be a good base to put with any of your healing tinctures. You want to work on the lungs? Jogulin and Mullen. You want to work on the eyes? Jogulin and Eyebright. You want to work on the adrenals? I don't know what herb you'd put with it, but, you know, get the appropriate adrenal herb and put it with Jogulin.
Oh, yeah. This is another thing I saw, too, while looking on the internet. It is a vine. So it grows on a vine in the cucumber and gourd family.
Right.
But it has no fruit. Leaves are surrounded in groups of five, sometimes three or seven, tiny greenish flowers. And that's it for the book. We still got 5 minutes.
We would grow this in our greenhouse, and it would be the thing that climbs up whatever netting we hang from the inside of the greenhouse, and it'd provide the shade all summer long inside the greenhouse. And when it got cool, it'd probably suffer frostbite and drop some leaves, allowing more light in. As long as we keep the base plant at the bottom going, it should be fine.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just it, too. If you're in Zone 8 or pretty close to it, you can grow it on a, say, a hoop house, and it will provide shade for you as well. And then you just pick the leaves and eat them. I don't know how they taste. If you can eat them raw and they taste good or whatever, you can eat it raw, obviously, but I'm not sure how well it tastes. But the guy said it makes a great tea, so if it makes a good tea, it probably tastes pretty good.
Well, in the cucumber family, most of the cucumber family's leaves are good for adding to your salads and such. So, you know, squash leaves are good in stew. You don't have to wait for the squash to be to come to fruition. You can cut some of the leaves off and dice them up and throw them in your stew.
There you go.
You know, so you could do the same with this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get some and experiment. Put in people's salads and see what they think.
Other uses include treatments for poor appetite, cough, chronic bronchitis, ongoing stomach pain, pain and swelling or inflammation, ulcers, constipation, stress, gallstones, obesity, weight loss, cancer, diabetes, trouble sleeping, insomnia, backaches, and other pain. That's from this website that I'm looking at. Oh, real quick, we got 5 minutes. I'm going to see what WebMD has to say. Our arch nemesis, this is...
You must avoid this herb at all costs.
Well, they say possibly effective for high cholesterol, diabetes, liver damage or disease, obesity.
There you go.
They give explanations for those. Now, the rest of them, they don't give any explanation for. Backaches, bronchitis, cancer, of course, they're not going to explain that one. Constipation, gallstones, improving heart function, improving memory, pain, regulating blood pressure, stomach disorders, trouble sleeping, ulcers, and other conditions. under high cholesterol says there is some evidence of taking Jogalon can decrease total cholesterol and increase the good high density HLD total cholesterol ratio in people with high cholesterol levels. That's what WebMD has to say.
Oh my.
For diabetes, they say early research shows that drinking Jogalon tea twice a day for 4 weeks reduces fasting blood sugar levels and improves how sensitive the body is to the effects of insulin in people with diabetes. WebMD also says for liver damage, early research shows that taking Jogalon by mouth 3 times a day for 4 months does not improve liver function.
At what level?
Huh?
At what level? How many milligrams?
It doesn't say. But, you know, let's see if there's any side effects. Because what I like to do is I typically use WebMD to see if it counterbalances or counteracts any of the pharmaceuticals. Interactions. We got 90 seconds. Okay, there are some pharmaceuticals that if you're taking, you probably don't want to use Jogalon, or maybe get off the pharmaceuticals. By increasing the immune system, Jogalon might decrease the effectiveness of these medications. Increasing the immune system might decrease the effect of these medications. Some medications that decrease the immune system increase include these chemicals, blah, blah, blah. So why would you want to take a pharmaceutical that decreases your immune system? I don't get it. But anyway, we have 30 seconds remaining. So to hear the rest of the story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org. And when we get done and I get around to it, I will upload the rest of the podcast there. And you can listen to the rest of the story on the other side. Whoop, whoop.